Such a cool tune from Tracy Chapman back in the day. And, our Wine of the Week team is in the house with Valencia, giving us a marvelous rendition of Fast Car. Come on, Valencia. Don't hold back now. Your chance to shine, to sing with Tracy is upon us. No, I'm just joking. Lovely. Tops Wine of the Week at the hour. Just 8 minutes, 8.5 minutes past 4 o'clock. Eamon and Valencia in the house with a bottle of wine, not whiskey or beer. We've had a bit of a run of late.
I think so, Dave. Yes, yeah. I think it's time to get back to our...
We're back to basics.
Back to basics with our red wines.
And it looks like an interesting selection. It's called Stellenzicht. So obviously a bit of a Holland connection there, or a Dutch connection, I would imagine.
Yes.
And it's called Thunderstone Red. Now, what on earth are we talking about here?
Well, Dave, it's... Stellenzicht is a nice farm. It broke away from Rustenburg. Rustenburg, it was part of Rustenburg many years ago, and Stellenzicht came about in 1981. And the soils, different soils for different red wines, different white wines that they make at the farm, right at the foot of the Helderberg mountain there in Stellenbosch.
Okay.
So this Stellenzicht, what we're going to taste today, is a 2019 vintage. It's a blend, a delicious blend of three varietals, Cinsault, Shiraz, and Cab Sav.
Okay.
So it's a hell of a blend with three brilliant varietals in there, made by female winemaker. And as we're in the month of August, tomorrow is Women's Day. We're going to be celebrating majority of the month with female winemakers and the wines that they make.
It's a good idea.
Which would be good.
Do you think we can taste the difference? Shall we have a go? Let's have a taste, and we'll come back and explain to you what it is that we are tasting, so that you know you've got an opportunity then to decide for yourself whether you would like to explore the Stellenzicht. Thunderstone Red 2019. We'll play a little tune while we get into that and come back on the flip side to let you know a little bit more about it. Here's Roan Ash, not wine but whiskey, to my soul.
If you come face to face with the devil tonight, will you pick up where you left off when you start to fight? When you feel alone and you're as dark as night, know what's wrong, but boy, it sure feels right. And oh, you're like whiskey to my soul. You're home when I got no place to go. So come on in, tie me down, take me out to town. I got a feeling we've been taking the long way around. Is it just fantasy? Honey, is it just make-believe? You're awakening the monsters deep inside of me. You burn my soul when you touch my skin. I'ma cause you pain if I let you in. Because you taste like honey and you smell like gin. Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. And oh, you're like whiskey to my soul. You're home when I got no place to go.
With Roan Ash's Whiskey to My Soul in the background now. The verdict is in, folks. And, you know, here it is. I have to confess that I have, over the past couple of months, been very spoiled by my friends at Tops bringing in only good wines. I mean, there've been one or two occasions where it hasn't quite been to my taste, but they were good nonetheless. I was explaining how I was at a function the other night at a very prestigious event, and there was wine on the table. It was the worst thing I could have done was pour a glass of that. It was, oh no, it was. but this is Stellenzicht. Well, here it is. Apparently, this is the description from port to port. Delicate perfume and intricate aromatics. Prominent red berry fruits, cherries, and savory spices. The palate is medium-bodied, brimming with freshness and juicy red fruits. Hints of sweet spice and lacy tannins give this wine a soft finish. Well, there, I think that very last sentence to me
sums it up. What's in the glass?
The soft finish. Mm. That for me is a beautiful drink. You know, when you don't have to acclimatize to it, or you know, shock the palate into accepting that what you're imbibing here is
absolutely delicious. I think the winemaker, the female winemaker there, is Larae Hughes. So I think she's worked a great combination with those three varietals, combining those three in the cask, and then the blend eventually gone into the bottle. I think it's superb, and that's why I chose it.
It really is.
As a 2019, it's and for the varietals that's in there, when you look at the varietals, Cinsault, Syrah, and Cab Sav, with 40% Cinsault, 35% Syrah, and 25% Cab, it's the spiciness is there from your Syrah. The Cabernet just gives that a little bit more structure, a little bit more longevity. The tannins are so soft, and then the Cinsault then just gives it that nice fruit, that nose right up front, and it just softens everything right down.
And you talk about the nose; it's absolutely a delight to breathe in, let alone to taste. It is. Mm. It's gorgeous. It's a kind of perfume that I could wear.
Very true, Dave.
Become very attractive. Fruit flies of every description. But it is. It's a super. I've got a feeling it's very expensive.
No, Dave. Not really. I tasted this a couple of months back when we were doing all our feature stories, and I thought it was absolutely wonderful. And I said, I want it. Whatever stock there is available, the 2019, so there's around 50-60 cases left of this particular vintage, so all that is reserved for Lifestyle Tops.
Wow.
So yes. Nobody
so
else
they agreed to
it.
That huh?
So they agreed to it, but the thing is, it's we've gone through, we only started the story just 2 weeks ago, we've gone through 20 cases of it already.
Ah, you see, the word gets out quickly, and this is really we still haven't touched on the price point. I get nervous when we banter around.
When we go around.
We go short left and a sharp right.
For 169, 170, Dave.
Okay.
It's a steal.
I would have said
it's
it would have been $100 on top of that, and it still would have been a bargain. But well, at 170, I mean, it's all day long. That, and I'm pretty sure that if you bagged a couple of crates and laid it down, it was going to improve. I believe that it will.
We'll get a little bit better in the next couple of years, but I wouldn't keep it for so long because it's 5 years already.
It's 5 years.
Okay. So
it's good to drink now.
It's drinking perfectly now. Yeah. You know, on its own. Hot day, when you get a hot day, you want a nice bottle of red, soft, while you're lighting the fire.
Yeah.
To start the bry off, here's your go-to, your start-off wine, and to continue on through the night with it.
And it's interesting that you talk about the bry, because it is definitely, according to the experts, of which I'm absolutely not, but I know what I like, the food pairing is beef, lamb, pork, game, which is venison, of course, and spicy foods. So for this area here, I mean, you got the curry kings and queens, and this would be a perfect accompaniment. Then you've got the braai fans and those that enjoy a good roast, of which, by the way, Lifestyle Super Spa got a special on lamb roast right now as we speak, $129.99 a kilogram. So there it is. Two for the price of one. Go grab yourself that special roast and a couple of bottles of this Stellenzicht. What is it called? The
Thunderstone.
Where is the word Thunderstone come from?
Dave, to be honest with you now, I haven't a clue, to be honest with you.
Because it's an interesting name. It's got to be a story.
There's a story there behind it. We'll find out. I think something like the farm to do with that, and they named it that, Thunderstone Red.
It's a nice name, name to conjure with. The bottle looks, you know, it looks posh, I've got to tell you. It's something that, as I say.
It's like a Burgundy style, Burgundy bottle, and it's got a nice indentation underneath.
So you can pour it properly, impress your friends.
Yes.
I like it a hell of a lot. So that was it. The Topps Wine of the Week this week is the Stellenzicht Thunderstone Red 2019 at just the right kind of price to treat yourself to something special this weekend and amaze your friends with your good taste that you've picked up on the wireless with Eamon and Valencia and Dave.
And all fun. The women. And all the women.
Celebrating the wine making prowess of the female vintner. What was her name again?
Larray, it's funny how she spells it, but it's Larray Hughes. Okay. It's L apostrophe, then the next middle name, Ray, R-E, and then Hughes. But she studied quite a lot overseas, so she's well-versed in winemaking.
There it is. Very well. Well, you could taste. I mean, it's a very, very professional. Well done to all concerned. And what good news do we have from Topps at Lifestyle this week?
Well, Dave, there's some excellent specials going on this weekend. There's one-day specials going on tomorrow. For anybody that likes cognac, you got Hennessy One Day Special tomorrow at $4.99 a bottle.
Wow. That's a big price drop, eh?
Yeah. Hey. That's one of the big ones that's for tomorrow. Then the weekend then anybody that's in store will be able to taste the Stellenzicht Thunderstone Red on Saturday and Sunday between 12 and 2 as well.
A couple of good reasons to spend some time this weekend. It's a long weekend, so you've got some time to celebrate the fact that you've got special deal on that Hennessy. Wow, that's a good price. At under 500 rand a bottle, you can't do better anywhere.
No,
that's a gift. And then you've got this superb red that you can taste before, try before you buy. I'm telling you, you'll be sold. First sip, bang, case of that.
Right. Yeah, case of it, I'll take two.
Yeah, absolutely. So thanks so much, guys. Valencia, Eamon, lovely to reconnect on a Thursday afternoon. We look forward to reconvening again in a week's time for another Topps Wine of the Week. And the afternoon show continues.